will take your excuse me. We will take your calls this hour at 800-313-9443. And our guest today, and he's a real trooper. He's on for the whole 3 hours. He is Paul Fromm, and his website is cafe.nfshost.com. We're talking about a number of issues. But anyway, you were talking about abortion in Canada, so please continue where you left off.
Yeah, yes. You know, the man who repeatedly defied our old abortion laws and ended up killing, thousands and thousands of unborn children was a man named Dr. Henry Morgenthaler. And his protests and the movements he led had a lot of influence on the changes in the law. But Morgenthaler was an alleged survivor of Auschwitz. And I kind of wondered, what makes you so fanatical about wanting to kill people, to kill the unborn? I think there's something twisted there. And, you know, you saw the face of that man, Dave, and anybody wants to do it, and if you have a strong stomach, Henry Morgenthaler, M-O-R-G-E-N-T-A-L-E-R, Morgenthaler. He looked like something out of Der Stürmer. Just hideous. Well, anyway, that's one story. The other story is this. I knew a Romanian doctor who looked kind of like Woody Allen. He looked Jewish, but he wasn't. He was a very strong Catholic. And he told me that he had just moved to this. No, he was in a hospital. He'd only been there a short period of time. And one day, one evening, a colleague came in and said, who thought he was Jewish, you see. He came up to him and said at the end of the day, "Well, that's 10 abortions today. I feel good." He said, "Talmudic revenge," with a wink. Now, he thought my friend was Jewish. And I said, you know, my friend kind of looked like a little bit like a Woody Allen, you know. That's what he told me. He said, that's what that Jewish abortionist said to him at the end of a day of killing the unborn, Talmudic revenge. Yeah, so there's a lot more going on here than just, getting rid of an inconvenience. And I think, young women and the men in their lives as well have to think about this. This is serious stuff. And that's what the Right to Life people are saying. And, you know, that figure gave out there, 56 million since Roe versus Wade. I've tracked the number of abortions each year in Canada. Up until very, very recently, there was an uncanny correlation between the number of children aborted and our net immigration intake. Net being the number we bring in minus the number who leave the country for whatever reason. And you're within about 10 or 20,000. That's frightening. We are killing our own and replacing ourselves with others. This is madness, and we won't last. Yeah.
Sure. And this this abortion movement, if you really want to look at it, you can go back to what would be called the feminist movement, and that kind of promoted the abortion movement. So these things don't just happen. It wasn't like a whole bunch of people in this country just all of a sudden decided, or a bunch of women in this country all of a sudden decided that they wanted to fight for abortion. And most of the abortions that took place prior to 1973 the illegal abortions were on white women. And afterwards, most of the abortions were for black women, and most of the clinics, a lot of the clinics, were placed in ghetto areas. So you really have to look at Roe versus Wade You have to look at the feminist movement. You have to look at Gloria Steinem and her part in it, what part she played. She's the acclaimed diva of the feminist movement. And when you look at who she worked for, I mean, she worked for the CIA. She was really working for the CIA. And they paid for a lot of the things that she was involved with, and they recruited her to organize independent research service and become part of this Congress for Cultural Freedom. And so you have to really look behind the scenes and see, well, how did this occur? Why did this ever get to the Supreme Court? Who was behind it? Who funded it? And why? And I think it's very revealing.
And much of the American American feminist movement, was led by Jews.
You mentioned
Steinem, and then the woman who, at least in the post-war period, Betty Friedan, who was also very closely tied to the Frankfurt School.
Yes.
Very closely, which is, of course, was revolutionary, anti-white, anti-Christian group of cultural communists who came from Germany after Hitler kicked them out and came to and infested the United States. And they are behind, and I know it sounds like a conspiracy theory, blaming one group for everything, but the Frankfurt School were largely behind the so-called civil rights movement, which was a very much anti-white movement, which attacked Southern society. They're behind the feminist movement. They're behind the widespread attacks on, you know, patriotism, the idea that, America's founding fathers were all, slave-owning white males, so don't pay any attention to them. These are facts, and you have to ask, why would this one group, why would they have on their agenda such a terrible series of policies? I think we should ask the same question if we discover that behind a major movement were a group of Buddhists, let's say.
Sure, any group. Well, the other thing too, that the individual that was concerned, Norma McCorvey, alias Jane Roe, she never had an abortion, as mentioned before, and the Supreme Court, which obviously legalized abortion for all 50 states, but prior to that case, abortion was not under the jurisdiction of the federal government, but it was responsibility for each state. So you have to ask yourself if this watershed event and the circumstances led up to Obamacare, because all of a sudden you have abortion as a federal issue, and then, a few decades later, Hillary Clinton attempted to get universal health care through during her husband's presidency. But she was actually, she said, when you get Bill, you get me too. So, but anyway, that was 25 years later? Less than 25 years later, you have them pushing universal health care, which isn't really universal health care. It's universal collection by the insurance companies for health care that you may or may not receive. Paying health insurance does not guarantee that you're going to get health care. But what you have now is a federal government that can now dictate to you what medical procedures you can have or will have. They can actually demand that you have them. Because if you don't have insurance, you can say, no, I can't pay for it, and I don't want it. But now that everybody is forced into insurance, then it's obligatory that they accept whatever what basically is the federal government dictates that they should have for their body. In other words, the federal government owns your body. Started with abortion.
Isn't it ironic? The battle cry of the abortionists was a woman's right to control her body.
Yes. So
we've got the state's right to control our bodies.
Yes.
You're going to have vaccinations whether you like it or not. Yes. You know, that thing.
Yes. And that's a terrible situation to be in, because obviously vaccines are incredibly dangerous, or the government would not have exempted the vaccine manufacturers from all liability, and they would not have created a entity that would pay for victims of vaccine damages. And they've paid out billions of dollars, millions of dollars, for people who have been damaged. Irrevocably damaged just from having a vaccine. I mean, if they're still alive. I mean, yeah. Vaccines have killed a lot of people and given a lot of people autism, given a lot of people Alzheimer's. So you have to look at where did it all start? Where did it start? Okay, we do have a caller. Let's take Russ in Minnesota. Russ.
Thank you very much. You know, I kind of got a kick about 6 or 7 months ago, I guess it was, when Donald Trump had said that he didn't want any more, he wanted to have a moratorium, a temporary ban on immigration from Muslim countries. Well, immediately, Benjamin Netanyahu spoke out against that. He said, that's a terrible policy. America should be more, for America to... failed to take in Muslim immigrants. He was very opposed to that idea. Well, the reason why he's opposed to it, his idea is to create refugees all over the Middle East and send them to other countries like the U.S. and European countries. He certainly doesn't want them in Israel, but he didn't like it when Donald Trump said that he didn't want them here. So... I want to thank Deanna for breaking the David Friedman story. Some of the stuff that she was reading tonight was from an interview with David Friedman, who is Trump's new ambassador to Israel. And the preface to that interview was where David Friedman, who is Donald Trump's bankruptcy attorney, he's the guy who got all of the millions of dollars of money that Trump owed forgiven by the bankruptcy courts, this crooked lawyer, Trump came to David Friedman, his bankruptcy attorney, and said, David, I want to be the greatest pro-Israel politician in the history of the United States, and I want you to tell me how I can do it. Deanna read to you some of the excerpts from this sort of platform that Friedman had Trump sign on to. So my expectation is, although Trump says that he doesn't want Muslim immigrants, it seems to me it is apparently that he's made quite a few deals with Netanyahu. He's very close with Netanyahu now. He speaks very highly of him, meets with him. And my expectation is that he'll do whatever Israeli interests ask of him. Would you disagree, Paul, or how do you feel about that?
Well, I hope you're wrong. Trump will lose a tremendous amount of his support if he betrays people on this issue of keeping the bad guys out. I think it's a little much for Netanyahu to say, oh, man, that's very wrong. America should bring these people in. Hey, if it's the right thing to do, why don't you bring them in to Israel? Well, of course, we know that that's part of the problem in Israel. Even many Palestinians who were expelled don't have the right to return to their own land. The Zionists are basically have invaded the land that belonged to other people. The Palestinians, both Christian and Muslim, and they've taken away a lot of their land. That is the problem. So when Trump says that in that statement, he recognizes that Israel is a home to the Jewish people, Well, it was also home to the Palestinian people. There were hardly any Jews in Palestine up until just before the First World War, and then they were deliberately infiltrated in largely because of the Balfour Agreement in World War One, and then massively after World War Two. And needless to say, the Palestinians weren't too happy about it. I worry about On the other hand, Trump is a deal maker. And part of a deal maker, I wouldn't say is being a bit of a bullshitter, but he often says of people, oh, they're the greatest, I love them, and so on. I don't necessarily, I'm not sure you absolutely want to take that to the bank. He says he's a great friend of Netanyahu. Well, what's he going to say? I hate the guy.
But he's spoken of him recently in such glowing terms. He's our greatest friend and the only democracy in the Middle East, and how he said some very nice things about Benjamin Netanyahu lately. And the problem, I think, where you're talking about, you know, that Trump would be getting trouble if he betrayed the trust that we had in him, I think the problem with that is that a small percentage of Trump voters really would feel betrayed. I think, you know, most of the Trump voters really don't have a strong feeling, a strong anti-Zionist feeling. I don't think that's very common among Trump supporters.
You're right. And that is a major problem. And there's another thing I think is important. Politicians normally don't lead. I mean, they may lead on issues, but a politician tends to respond to ideas that are out there. The criticism of Mexicans, of the illegals, and so on, didn't start with Donald Trump. All sorts of immigration reform groups like FAIR and AMRIN and the American Freedom Party and others have had those ideas out there for 20 years. We've got to get more of the ideas critical of Israel out there before a politician is going to, pick up the banner. In other words, politicians like to lead a parade. Not start it, but lead it. So if they see a parade, they like to scuttle up to the front and lead. We have a lot of work to do.
Anyway, Paul, I'm a great fan of yours, Paul, and I'm also a great fan of Deanna. I really enjoyed the discussion tonight. I'll go on to your next caller.
Thank you, Russ.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. Let's take Kent in West Virginia. Kent.
Yeah, hi, Deanna.
Hi.
Yeah, well, this notion that, the Jews were opposed to him, blah, blah, blah. Well, we always heard this about the black community. Well, people say, well, black people aren't monolithic, and we like to think they all vote Democrat, but some of them are, vote Republican, and, they have a wide spectrum, as do the Jews, and, in sort of the middle of the road, the liberal-leaning, and, the majority of the Jewish people are in that field, but then you have what I think are the absolute worst, which is this Netanyahu and his crowd, and the worst of the bunch are the Trump supporters, and this guy Adelson out there in Las Vegas, who claims he's the richest Jew in the world, wants to bomb Iran, and he's all behind Trump. So yeah, I mean, he's got the, it's a group, you've got white people in the conservative, you've got Christians in the conservative, and you've got Christians in the Democrats, and just to say, well, the Christians, that's just too easy, and it's not really analyzing things. And they're going to do a false flag on him, and he's going to, it's all set up, in my opinion. I sent you some stuff about that, Deanna. I don't know if you had a chance to look at that, but I think it's foregone conclusion or you're going to be a false flag and be a war with Iran.
Okay, we do have a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information. This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and I think we probably still have Kent on the phone. And Kent, did you have another comment? And then we'll
These 17 points that you read partially out. That was issued on, a few days before the election. They snuck it in there to where nobody could react to it. But interesting dataline is November 2nd, which is the 99th anniversary of the Balfour Declaration. So that's essentially Donald Trump's his own version of the, that's his Trump Declaration, so to speak. It's all, these people, they have him so wrapped up. There were Jewish people supporting Hillary Clinton. They were renting Hillary Clinton, their contributions, Chaim Sabin and all these people. And you can see in those emails that were leaked that they were discussing how, they got all these donors and they were discussing how we should deal with these people, But, that, to the Jewish people, that's wavering about another. They think if we don't pay your money, well, we might. They're supportive, but they have tighter connections with him. So they prefer him. The real hardcore Zionist people prefer him, and I don't care what all the mainstream Jewish people, New York Times. I don't care what they say. The real hardcore people in Israel want him, I think.
Indeed, and you cannot forget that Netanyahu spoke to our Congress that's supposed to be representing us and got a standing ovation. Does that not make you really irritated, really mad?
Extremely, yeah. And yeah. It hasn't improved with this election. No matter what people think, you know they've got this guy Bannon, you know, he pretends he's a, they claim he's an anti-Semite. That's a bunch of garbage.
Okay.
He certainly took a, Trump has taken a lot of flack because of Bannon. I really think he will be independent, and I don't think he'll be pushed around. Now, I may be wrong, but the caller mentioned Adelson. Adelson's a particularly evil troll, owns some big casinos in Las Vegas. He didn't back Trump. I believe he backed Cruz, and he was throwing around a lot of money the past decade at Republicans, and you had to stand up for, you had to be, have three things for him to support you. Number one, you had to be 110% Israel first. Number two, you had to be for open doors immigration. Number three, you had to be against unions. Well, he didn't back Trump. Only after Trump won did he come sucking around, realizing he wouldn't have any influence at all if he didn't throw some money his way, or at least try to. Trump certainly is not for open door immigration. He claims he's Israel's friend. But he also wants peace in the Middle East. And I don't think he's a particularly anti-union person. What I see happening is the Zionist Jews coming on board, wanting to get in with Trump because they don't want to be entirely excluded from a Trump Washington. I admit that I may be being naive, but I do see, I do think in Trump we've got a very independent man. I don't think he'll be pushed around. I don't think he'll be pushed into another war in the Middle East.
Well, it's an ongoing war. It's been an ongoing war for since the first Bush invasion.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually, you have to go back further than that. You really have to go back to World War One. That's when the war in the Middle East started, World War One.
Well, all these supporters like Adelson, of course, they had all this stable of candidates who were mainstream and more likely probables, and so he would have entertained them. And then, of course, once Trump came to the forefront, he would have bring him on board. They have, they have a certain relationship, both being in the gambling business. So maybe there's something related to that. But they'll do a false flag on him, and he'll go to war, and that's that. And I think that's what's on in the plans. But
I hope you're wrong, but I guess time will see.
He's got this. He's got this son-in-law of his, Kushner. The thing that I noticed almost immediately is they kept saying he was 35 years old. 35 years old. Well, to me, that was sending a signal that, that's the age to be president. And we hear all these reports that, he's sort of, he's Trump's shadow. He handles all this stuff. We're in a very bad situation.
All righty. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
And our guest today is Paul Fromm. His website is cafe.nfshost.com. And thanks to Russ and Kent for calling in. And if you have a comment or question, the telephone number is 800-313-9443. I was a little bit concerned, Paul, when Trump met with Kissinger.
Yes, me too. If there's any evil, eminence grise of evil in New York City beside David Rockefeller, it's got to be Kissinger. On the other hand, meeting with somebody may just be a formality. He met with Mitt Romney. I know there was a lot of rumors there. Mitt Romney was going to be his Secretary of State, and, you know, that didn't happen.
Right.
These may be courtesy calls. Yes, to me, let's hope he isn't taking any advice from Kissinger.
That's for sure. Wow. When you consider his memo that pretty much coincided with the Supreme Court abortion decision, it's pretty convenient. Coincidental. No, I don't think so. Okay, let's take Tom in Utah. Tom.
Hi, Deanna. This is Tom Rogers. I wanted to ask Paul a question. You know, you had me on many weeks ago.
Yes, and I have to have you on again. I do.
But I wanted to find out if Paul can see whether that's the same issue in Canada, in the manufactured home industry up there, see if they are conforming to the same criminal standards that were put in place here in the United States.
Conforming to what? I'm not sure I understand your question.
Okay, I have the information up on a website. Could you look at it and then see if you can determine whether it impacts Canadians as well as the United States citizens? In 1976, again, just briefly, the federal government was put upon through the elitist to take in the over the entire manufactured mobile home industry. And in the process, they forced every manufacturer to violate a health and safety code, or actually a HVAC, or heating, air conditioning, ventilation code, so that the people inside would be breathing subtle levels of carbon monoxide when the weather was like it, weather is like it is right now with this brutal Arctic air on top of us.
Yeah.
And I was just, I was listening to you and Deanna banter, and I just realized that I hadn't checked to see if this was a situation applicable to the Canadians as well. So I'm wondering if, when you get a moment, take a look at that website, gassingamerica.com, a.k.a.
Okay.
Yeah, like you're gassing your vehicle or gassing a Jew in Auschwitz.
Right. Yeah. Well, that didn't happen, so.
Yeah,
Americans are being gassed. Okay, I will... gassingamerica.com. I'll check that out, and maybe you can email me. I've not heard of that, but that doesn't mean it's not happening.
Well, it's been happening here in the United States for 40 years, and I was totally blown away when I identified it and actually ended up testifying in D.C. And by the way, I can't hardly email you because I was assaulted and left blind and nearly dead in D.C. after I testified before Congress.
I see.
And even the White House. So on that website, I have my contact information. So check it out and then give me a call.
Okay.
But right now, I'm really terribly concerned because we have this brutal cold air that you Canadians sent down to us. I guess that's your revenge, right?
Yes.
Anyway, but right now, almost the entire United States, and John last night allowed me a nice bit of time to discuss it with the listeners last night, but when I was tuned in and listened to Deanna, I said, oh, I gotta see if I can get to Paul and see if he can check it out in Canada.
Right, because I think that some of the same laws are up there. I mean, some of the leniency and some of the same businesses are in business up there. I mean, because really, given the, what do they call it, the North American Union.
The North American Free Trade
Association. Yeah. So wouldn't the manufacturers be allowed to go up there and manufacture?
Maybe that NAFTA means the North American termination agreement. It catch my little play on the word, the North American Free Termination Agreement. In other words, terminate the poor.
Yes. Right.
And this impacts generally the poor and the First Nations that are up there in Canada. You know, the Native Americans.
Yeah.
Anyway, right. Paul,
which
I'd
have been under attack for a long time.
Yeah, I'd appreciate it if you look at that and give me a call. My phone number is on the bottom of that website.
Okay. I'll do that.
And thank you, Deanna. I didn't mean to disrupt your chain of discussion.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's a good thing to talk about with this cold weather.
By the way, since the primary victims are infants, and especially infants in utero, this is another form of abortion. It's, what do you call it, silent. Undetected.
Yes.
Anyway, Paul, take a look at that, and of course you'll see right away that the primary victims are infants. So if I don't get you to go to my abortion clinic, I can just put you in a trailer and that'll take care of the problem anyway.
How true.
Yes, speaking about this really cold winter, I guess it must be global warming.
Yeah, that's it.
It is, but we're confused.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. I think Paul's being facetious.
Yes.
Anyway, And those that are listening in Canada, please check this out because this may impact you, and especially right now.
Right.
Anyway, Deanna, thank you very much for letting me come in. But
Thank you for calling.
And when you get a chance, Deanna, let's visit again. We have common.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I've been so so busy over the holidays, as everyone has.
I thought my issue was the only important issue in the world.
No. You know, everybody thinks that their issue is, but anything that is dealing with the health and welfare of children should be everybody's issue.
And yes, children and elderly and veterans and Native Americans, the disposables are in the target.
And aren't we all kind of disposable? I mean, if you really, really get down to it, aren't we all disposable?
It's like you were referencing earlier in your discussion. It's about resources. They believe the resources belong to them, and we have no rights to it.
Right.
You're talking about the millions that are wasted in war. Well, Paul, as you open up this website up, you'll see that I indicate there's between 17 and 34 million that are being wasted in this process.
Really? That many?
That many.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, Paul, you'll have to look into that. I mean, there's so many things going on that people are not aware of. And Tom did bring this to my attention. And it was very, very interesting. Anyway, look into that.
I shall.
Okay. All righty. If you would like to ask a question or just call into the program, make a comment, the telephone number is 800-313-9443. And I was referring to the North American Union, which occurred back in 2005. And it was when the three heads of states for Canada and the United States and Mexico got together and to form the North American, building a North American community. I did an article about it. And this took place. It took place at Baylor University in Waco, Texas, on March 23rd, 2005. And it was a meeting between George W. Bush, Vincente Fox, and Prime Minister Paul Martin. And nobody recorded it. We didn't hear about it in the news. But they just decided that they were going to create the North American community. So when Tom called in and talked about the manufacturers of, you know, what they were manufacturing here in this country, I thought, well, undoubtedly, those same people are manufacturing mobile homes up there and are using the same horrid regulations or lack thereof. And be interesting to note that. Okay. Have I discouraged you about Trump? That was not my intention at all. Have I discouraged you? Paul, are you there? Yo, Paul. Did we lose him?
Oh. I thought you were talking to the caller. No, a lot of us have had doubts, and concerns and worries about him. The fact he's his daughter's become a Jew, a Jewess. He's his son, his close advisor and his son-in-law. These are real concerns. On the other hand, he has done their agenda, the agenda of the
of the Frankfurt School people a tremendous a lot of damage. You know, and he's awakened people, and he's organized people who had not been involved before. A lot of the his supporters just not being political, hadn't voted for years. Who's there to vote for? They saw kind of a country club Republican who didn't represent their interests, and a left wing Democrat who didn't represent their interests, and so many of these people had not voted. Trump mobilized these people. I have trouble seeing how he was the Zionist first choice. You don't want to get these people organized and riled up, because you know, the whites are still a majority in the United States. We're declining fast, but we are a majority, and that's one of the reasons for this immigration, organized immigration invasion and population change. The New World Order folks are worried that if a largely white nation ever becomes angry again and organized, it may not go too well for them. That's one of the reasons this arch traitor Angela Merkel, who hates Germans. That's why she brought a million people in. She hates Germans, and even though they're well whipped and well guilted and all that, there's always the worry that maybe a generation or two from now, Germany may find its testicles again and throw off the shackles. They don't want that. They want a more easily manipulated nation. The fact that Trump has made immigration a big issue, and I believe he's going to deliver on it, that doesn't go along with their agenda. I don't see Trump, frankly, as being their choice. I guess time will see, but I hope I'm not being overly, you know, dewy-eyed about it. But you haven't discouraged me, because these are the type of discussions we've had, among the white nationalist movement. And yet, I may be leaving somebody out, but as far as I can tell, every significant leader in the United States among the white nationalists has backed Trump. Representative Dr. David Duke, Peter Brimelow of VDARE, Dr. Kevin McDonald of the American Freedom Party, William Johnson, the president of the American Freedom Party, Jamie Kelso, Don Black. It's possible we're all wrong. That's possible. But these are people who have, been through the political wars and have become quite cynical,
Hey, we have another caller.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, let's take Richard, Alabama.
I don't disagree with anything Paul is saying or that you, Deanna, are saying. You're just underestimating and you're pretending like there's more time. In Alabama, the schools are already black majority. Already. And everything in Alabama is pretty much run according to the way that the blacks want it run, unless the lawyers have a hand in it. Of course, the lawyers are rigging the elections, but they have an excellent welfare system, and they have a foster family system that is excellent, and there's the big growing trend is to become a foster parent. A white girl can become a foster mother. If she marries a black man, she can become a foster mother. And the interracial foster family is the growing trend. And you can't go back to segregated foster families, because there's a gross imbalance racially. And it's the black children that are abandoned to the Department of Human Resources,
which is a shame. I mean, any child, that is a shame, that any child should be in under government supervision, because it does not bode well for any child.
Well,
anywhere
you have it's a consequence of free housing. Free housing. If your baby is black, you get free housing. You get your you get to the top of the Section 8 list and the top of the public housing list, and you're guaranteed, if you got a black baby, you'll never be homeless. But
well,
if you're,
I mean, I live in the
but
Chicago
if you got a white
area,
baby, they will steal it.
That might be true, but I mean, I've we see a lot of stories, hear a lot of stories about the HUD homes, and just some horrible, horrific things happen. Okay, we've got coming up on a break here. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Over the break, I was thinking, I think the best way to destroy an entire ethnic group of people is to allow them to feel entitled to other people's work, to feel entitled to the proceeds of other people's work. And that's the best way to destroy self-respect, to make people dependent. You don't want dependent people. You don't want people to be dependent on a government for their livelihood, for their houses or their food. We need to work for what we get. We We need to have the self-respect that we gain from working and taking care of ourselves. Paul, do you agree?
Yes, I do. And back in 1965, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, who was a sociologist, later became a politician, later became ambassador to the UN, wrote a book about the declining black family. And he was very upset that the illegitimacy rate was 26%. That's 1965. Flash forward to 2016, the illegitimacy rate is over 82%. That tells you nearly all you need to know about why there's a high black crime rate, poverty, and so on among the American Negroes. The dependency, the welfare dependency, has made it financially worthwhile for a young woman to have a lot of kids, doesn't have to have a father around. The checks keep rolling in, subsidized housing. I mean, it may not be a grand standard of living, but that's what dependency has done. It has destroyed the Negro family.
Right, and it's a shame, terrible shame. Anyway, it's been very interesting, a pleasure for me to have you on the program. And I'm not, we don't have time for the last caller, I'm sorry to say. But thanks, Paul, for your thoughts, and hopefully things will get better. I'm kind of a skeptic, given my research in history and whatnot. I tend to be very skeptical, and I would like to be hopeful, but I don't know.
Well, no, I think you have every reason to be skeptical, you know, and I certainly am not given to Pollyanna enthusiasm. So I hope I'm right. I admit I could be wrong, but it's been a great pleasure being on your show, Deanne, and good luck with all the work you're doing.
Well, thank you so much, and take care and stay warm, and we'll do this again sometime.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thanks to those people who called into the program. I appreciate your comments, Russ, Kent, and the other people who called in. Thanks for doing that. Anyway, take care, and we'll see you next week. We have some interesting guests coming up, some authors that can give us some more information about what happens when refugees or intruders come into a country, and what happens to that country and the people that live in the country. All righty, take care, and we'll talk to you next week. Have a wonderful week. Stay warm. Bye-bye.
Hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on for the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.